Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. I'm Mad Dog American Jim Blasingame. Thank you for encouraging you to hang out with us here with our good friend Tim Berry on the Small Business Advocate Show. Tim is the founder of Palo Alto Software, the author of The Plan As You Go Business Plan, and a number of other books on business planning. TimBerry.com is the website where people can find all of your writings too, right, Tim?
Yes.
And if you go to bplans.com, you can find hundreds of examples of business plans to help you get educated on how to do a business plan.
And my blog is on bplans.com, too.
Oh, good.
And,
So check that out. So we're talking, Gene, we've been talking about your experience with the business school business plan competitions and what we've learned from that. And we were just talking about education, business education, and you're concerned about the application of that and the expectations that people are having. A lot of people are coming out of business schools these days with a pretty expensive and highfalutin degree, and they're not turning that into a return. They're also, do you think that's making some people say, well, if that's not helping them, why should I hang in here with this?
Well, Jim, I think that there is an underlying problem in defining it all as a matter of salary, because I think understanding, and you were saying that before we went to the break, knowledge is good, training and experience is good. In business, there's a great deal of knowledge and how-to skills that can be learned outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
But you still
have to have that knowledge. I don't care where you get it. You know,
you
and I both know that whether you get it in B school or whether you get it in the school of hard knocks, if you don't understand the concept of cash and cash flow and the relationship between cash and accounting, then you're probably not going to make it.
And you can accelerate that and save some of the cost of experience if you have the luxury of learning it in a classroom, some of that. Not everything. I think everybody agrees that not everything that matters in business can be taught. But that subset that can be taught can be learned faster and better,
mm-hmm.
and with a deeper understanding of the principles that make the difference in school. So I think school is a luxury that those who don't have to drop out of school, well, I recognize not everybody can. Not every life gives them that opportunity. But if they have it, I think they should take it, and they'll be better off in the long term, even if we can't measure that better off completely
mm-hmm.
in salary.
Well, I agree with you, and I'll tell you, if some of the curriculum is so sophisticated that it only serves the elite, then you know that's not a good use of the time for most business students or most entrepreneurial students. But I was asked to help a group at a school in an entrepreneurial program where they were working on business plans. When I got there, I started talking about building electronic spreadsheets to build cash flow statements. And they looked at me like they didn't know what I was talking about. I said, these are seniors. And I said, how many of you have ever built a spreadsheet, an electronic spreadsheet with projections? Not one of them had done that.
Oh, dear. I hope that was long, long, long ago.
Well,
it's an empire far away.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, my point is, you know, all this other stuff that they're teaching that are, you know, all this theoretical stuff they're teaching, they had not taught these kids how to do the fundamentals. And, I mean, I'm telling you, an MBA without the fundamentals is going to fail its first time.
So this is you're talking about something that isn't ancient history, that's recent.
Yeah, but
that's terrible.
But this is happening. I mean, I think this is the kind of stuff. This is what worries me about education. Is you got professors?
They have gotten much better in my years that I've been following this, because
right.
my MBA was 79 to 81.
But remember, Jim,
they've gotten way better in focusing on entrepreneurship.
But remember, Tim, a lot of academia have a different idea of what business education should be from what it really should be.
Well, that's true.
And entrepreneurship too, and that's what I worry about. And so, folks, if you've got kids going to school to get a business education, get an entrepreneurial education, find out about how much fundamentals they're teaching there, and direct your kids toward the schools that teach the fundamentals too. Hey, Tim, give us the website again, please.
Tim Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, timberry.com.
And bplans.com. Check that one out too. Thanks, Tim. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.